This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And it's a great opportunity right now to give us a call. We'll get you in, get you on the air with your retirement-related questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Telephone number here at the station to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Be joined by C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget at Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And again, joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. Great to hear from you, CJ. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Just enjoying this beautiful day that we have outside.
Did you see the word humidity, though, on the forecast?
Yeah. It's going to make our hair go crazy. Isn't it?
What's this hair thing? No. Oh, we got a great show ahead. We are going to be talking about something that is so very important and it affects everyone, and that's identity theft. And you want to protect yourself. We'll talk a little bit about some of the important things that you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones and everyone safe when it comes to that that terrible, terrible crime. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's conversation, of course, each and every week we do a Kloss quiz question of the week, and the folks from Kloss bring in a fantastic prize. This week, absolutely no exception, $25 gift card to Red Robin. Tell you how you could win it a little bit later on in the show. I will give you a little tip, though. Listen closely to the program, because typically, almost 100% of the time, both the question and the answer come up during the program, so you're going to want to listen carefully. And again, we'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the program. Before we get rolling on this important conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss quiz question. We can not only get the question, but get last week's answer as well.
Yeah, so last week's question was, how much will the average retiring couple at age 65 spend on health care during their lifetime? And it was multiple choice. It was the question was, is it $200,000 or almost $400,000? And the correct answer was almost $400,000. Congratulations to our winner last week, and thank you to everybody who calls in. We have fun with this, and we hope you do too.
It's a really good opportunity to, of course, to win a great prize. And again, this week, a $25 gift card to Red Robin. Again, coming up a little bit later in the program, we will play the game again. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about something very, very relevant when it comes to your finances, which is identity theft. And Malia, what do folks need to know there?
Well, you know, people tune into our show to hear about retirement planning. And so today they might be going, identity theft, what do I need to worry about that for? And obviously, our identities tie into our finances quite a bit. And so this is really a timely topic for us to discuss today. Case in point, last month, I personally received a debit card in the mail from a bank that I actually don't have an account with. And so, as it turns out, someone has stolen my identity and they have applied for unemployment benefits in the state of Colorado on my behalf. It's a state I've never lived in, worked in, or even visited, nor am I unemployed. So, you know, I scratched my head. I'm like, this doesn't look right. And so I spent about 3 minutes searching online to see what kind of scam this was, and found out it had been in place for like the past 4 months. So looking into it deeper, NBC News reported actually this week that over $1 billion in unemployment aid is currently being threatened by fraud nationwide as a result of the pandemic. And so obviously the aid was launched to help unemployed Americans. And, you know, I scratch my head every day going, do these people have nothing else to do during times like this than to figure out how to defraud other people? And the answer is apparently they do. Currently, there's over 500 investigations that have been launched into unemployment systems in over 40 states right now. And in fact, Colorado cyber criminals took advantage of the system so aggressively that in 1 month, 75% of all applications were ruled fraudulent.
Whoa.
So, you know, again, you scratch your head and you go, this doesn't look right. And we've trained, honestly, our clients pretty darn well to, if they get something strange in the mail, they don't understand, just give us a quick call. We can research it for you. If you know you didn't order it, there's something to check into. And, you know, I had to ask myself, what is the point? Someone orders me a debit card, which unemployment benefits are going to be put onto. How does that help the fraudster? Turns out that after it's initiated, the card comes to you, then the person who has applied on your behalf in your name, they can go ahead and have the first deposit actually transferred into their own account. Ooh. So that's where, you know, I was scratching my head. What does this have to do with how someone else could end up with the money? So we do talk about numbers a lot, and we wanted to have you consider the identity theft statistics. And, you know, you and I both know nobody worries about putting an alarm system on their house until they've been burglarized, right? Mm-hmm. That's just the way life is. Similar with identity theft, unless you feel like you've been a victim, nobody really takes it quite seriously. So hopefully we're jarring a few people this morning, especially with my personal story, that this is real. So in 2019, 14.4 million consumers here in the United States became victims of identity fraud. So that's about one in 15 people. So again, those are, you know, if you're playing the lottery, that'd be great odds. We don't want people facing this. Overall, 33% of U.S. adults have experienced identity theft, which is actually more than twice the global average. And one in five victims of identity theft experience it more than once. So we hear oftentimes the data breaches that occur, you know, in with big retailers or even financial institutions, and those types of identity thefts that come out of those breaches, we see that happening about 65% of the time. So over a million children in the U.S. were victims of identity theft back in 2017. I know I took my daughter to get her first checking account set up, and they said her social security number wasn't valid. Turned out that someone who was in their 30s had the same number, supposedly, in another state. And so, again, children or, unfortunately, dead people are the first people that get their identities stolen because nobody's really using their social security number at that point. And I think the biggest takeaway here is there's a new victim of identity theft every 2 seconds. So today, we like to be helpful and give you ideas on ways to prevent this from happening to you. And also, if it does happen to you, certainly ways to react.
Really good information, really eye-opening there as well, hearing your personal story there, Malia. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial and all the great things that they can do for you. And of course, if you are a business owner as well, on the website, klossfinancial.com, you can learn about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast as well. All that great stuff, right? Online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And if you have a question for CJ and Malia, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about identity theft this morning, and I'm hearing stories of what happens to folks and some of those statistics, which are just staggering. What then becomes the kind of the best ways to prevent identity theft in the first place?
That's a great question. And today we're going to explore both offline things to consider how to prevent, and also online what you can do to prevent potential identity theft. Mm-hmm. So if you think it sounds expensive to safeguard yourself from identity thieves, quite honestly, the cost of not doing so is even more intimidating. So most agencies report that a single incident of identity theft can take 6 months and 40 hours of work for a typical individual to recover. I think that's on the low end, especially how many hours are involved. We all know how long we sit on hold with any company we call today. And you know, you're your own advocate. So waiting to get these things accomplished, making sure you've checked all the agencies and so forth, can take quite a while. And you can hire people. A lot of the identity theft organizations you can have monitoring done through, you can hire them to help you through all this, but certainly they will take some of the burden of the time from you, but it doesn't stop the identity theft in the first place. So our first tip would be, we want you to keep your personal information secure offline. So it sounds old school, but locking your financial documents, or preferably shredding the ones you don't need, and keeping those records in a safe place at home. Also, keeping your wallet or purse locked in a safe place at work, or if you're going to a gym. You know, gyms are famous places for people to actually steal personal items. Limit what you carry. So when you go out, only take the basics, your identification, you know, maybe one credit or one debit card. Please, please, please leave your social security card at home in a safe place, and make a copy of your Medicare card if you have one, and only carry the copy with you. Careful of sharing extra information. If it's not asked, whether it be at your workplace or your business, your child's school or doctor's office, if it's not asked, don't supply extra. And if they ask for too much, you have a right to say, why do you need that extra information? You know, just, I mean, you're again, you're your own advocate. Shred receipts, credit card offers, credit applications, insurance forms, anything that has any personal identifying information. I used to shrug my shoulders when my husband would say, you know, we have to shred that. I'm like, really? Really? Well, the more I investigated, even prescription bottles that have your name and address and everything like that, there's so much information that people can learn about you through all of that. And finally, your mail. We really do suggest that you take any outgoing mail to either the post office or to post office collection boxes. Now, fraudsters do go to mailboxes when they see your little flag up, because that says, come and get me. And they will forge signatures off of things you put in that mailbox. So keep that in mind. And then finally, opting out. This is something I was not familiar with. There's a website you can go to called optoutprescreen.com, and all three of the nationwide credit reporting companies operate that website. There's a phone number associated with it too if you go to optoutprescreen.com. What it does is it allows you to opt out for 5 years or permanently pre-screened offers of credit and insurance by mail. That is really a big way that people get our information. They pick up your little forms that you've just thrown out, and they apply for credit in your name. So really listen to some of these ideas on ways to prevent offline.
I feel like you've just given such a great gift this week, Malia. I don't know that we need to do a Kloss quiz question later in the program. That is what's that again? Opt out.
Yeah, optoutprescreen.com.
Check that out for sure. Really good information. Speaking of really good websites with great information, Kloss Financial, fantastic website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So let's talk about online. You know, we're all in that digital world. What should we know when it comes to sharing information over the internet or on our computers?
Yes, as Malia will attest, this is a way that fraudsters are actually finding it easier, especially for people who aren't as familiar with how to kind of operate online and with email, finding it even easier to obtain your information. Because if you don't know who an email is coming from and you click on it and it's phishing for particular information that you put in, it can be super harmful. So a few tips as it relates to protecting your personal information online. Number one, be alert. Watch out for the fraudsters be careful of impersonators, I should say, who are trying to get you to give out your personal information on the internet. It's known as a phishing scheme. But, you know, they send you an email saying, Grandma, this is your granddaughter, Susie. Can you remind me of your date of birth and social? I want to list you as a beneficiary. Right. And they, how do they get that information? Well, they just do some searching to find out who your child or grandchild is and then send you an email and see if you're willing to give out that information. So be careful of that one. Tip number two is safely dispose of personal information that can be found on an old computer or a mobile device. This will happen occasionally. People just dump out their old cell phone that has a SIM card inside of it, and somebody will find it in a dump truck somewhere. Maybe they even grab it just to sell it, but somebody, it gets in the wrong hands and it has your personal information on it. Tip number three is keep your passwords private. Use strong passwords with your laptop, credit cards, bank accounts, all of that. Be creative and think of a special password for each one of these. Now, we all know, why do you end up with the same username and password? Well, because you don't store this information anywhere. And I don't know about you. I can't remember, 150 different unique usernames and passwords. So we would suggest that you get a password storage manager and have one very strong username and password that gives you access to the repertoire of unique usernames and passwords. Let me repeat that. Get a password storage manager that has a very strong singular username and password that you remember, that then gives you access to all the unique ones that you have inside of there. So effectively, what I'm telling you is you don't need to remember any of your usernames and passwords besides one, which is the key to the vault, so to speak. And then, of course, keep that information private. Another tip is don't overshare on social networking sites. Too often people are posting all kinds of photos, all kinds of relationships, all these unique details. It actually happened to my wife. My wife's grandmother got a call from somebody impersonating her, being my wife, saying, Grandma, this is Blair. I'm calling from, I think it was Zimbabwe. I'm in jail. I need you to wire $10,000. Well, my wife's grandmother had enough wisdom to call her and say, Blair, I'm on the way to the bank. I'll get you the $10,000. And my wife says, what are you talking about? Right? So somebody had called her, and it was all through social media. We did a little back to trying to figure out how this person knew, and it was all through social media. Another tip is keep your devices secure. So be careful with this. Keep your antivirus up to date and make sure anti-spyware and your firewall are all secure. Be wise about Wi-Fi. This is another one. People jump on free Wi-Fis at coffee shops and then start, sharing personal information over that Wi-Fi. And, again, if it's not a secured Wi-Fi, there could be hundreds of people sitting on there and potentially a fraudster could be on one. Lock up. Tip number eight, lock up your laptop. So often people just have it autofill usernames and passwords. And I go, well, why do you have a username and password anyways? You just jump on and it just autofills the whole thing. So make sure to access your laptop or your home computer that has a username and password to get in there. And then finally, a couple final points here is regularly check your credit reports. We are big supporters and believers of signing up for Credit Karma. That's creditkarma.com. And check regularly and establish what are called fraud alerts. For me personally, if my social security number is ever used to open up credit anywhere, I immediately get notified through Credit Karma because I've set up those alerts. And that's a huge benefit. One time it actually happened to me and I freaked out for a moment, but I remembered that earlier that day, we had a credit check because we were refinancing. And so it pinged me and it said, somebody's checking your credit. And so again, if you sign up for those alerts, it can really protect you in your moment of need.
Really good advice, really good information there. As always, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. Online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about identity theft. And let's talk about folks who discover, through whatever method they discover, that they've been a victim of identity theft. How should they proceed?
Yeah, you know, as we're going through all of this, I feel like a panic attack occurring inside of me, and I hope that's not occurring to everybody. I don't want you to live life in fear. I want you to live in confidence, and hopefully some of these tips will you know, give you back some control, so to speak, and make you feel more confident instead of fearful. And at the end of the day, if your credit is stolen, it's not the end of the world. It can be frustrating and time consuming, but certainly just take your time, and we're going to give you some tips on what to do if you're identity does get stolen. But I just have to tell a quick story. I get calls probably every other week from like an automated voice saying, this is Social Security. Your Social Security number is being locked up because of fraud or something like that. And if you don't call us back, we're going to shut down. We're going to come and confiscate all your belongings. And it's just like, I've been around the block enough times to just laugh at this. I'll even occasionally like talk to these people and be like, how do you sleep at night? And then of course they hang up on you immediately. But anyway, we digress. You may be suspicious that your identity has been compromised if you get a notice from the IRS, or if you see an unfamiliar account on your credit report, or even a withdrawal from your bank account. And if you see one of these warning signs of identity theft, you'll want to act quickly. Again, as we talked about before, going to creditkarma.com and signing up for fraud alerts can help. But if you don't do that and you just suddenly see something suspicious, here's some tips. Go to identitytheft.gov. Again, identitytheft.gov. This will guide you through each step that you should take. You'll want to call the companies where you know the fraud occurred. So if it's your bank account and you see fraudulent transactions, call them and immediately tell them those are fraudulent transactions. Place a fraud alert on your credit report and get copies of your credit report. Report identity theft to the FTC, and then file a report with your local police department. And then take a deep breath and just begin to repair that damage that's been done. Again, often these are actually things that if you take the right steps and kind of lock things down quickly, the amount of damage that can be done will be limited severely. And that amount of time that you have to spend on this, as Malia was referencing earlier, can come down dramatically. So sometimes there's not much you can do. Sometimes your identity gets stolen simply because, you know, somebody goes to Target and steals a bunch of the information there. So sometimes it's not even within your control. But if you see fraudulent activity, that's when you want to jump into action quickly to try to limit the amount of damage that can be done.
Really good guidance this morning. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program or you want to learn more about Klaus Financial, you can get online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now as well, because it's time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment. I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Robin. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many consumers in the United States were victims of identity theft in 2019? Was it 3 million or was it 14 million people? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Red Robin. Don't forget as well, that's Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out with you. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. We'll do Full Scope with Dr. Nicole Hemkiss next, right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.